This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's keep moving. Let's keep it moving along, as it were. Part of the built-in checks and balances here with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen is that one person is over here, the other person is there, and we come together as we discuss some of the issues of the day, things that are going on, things that are relevant to the 5th of July. For those of you who are just waking up, you missed it. Damn it. The 4th of July is gone. You didn't get to hear our live program. You didn't. What happened? Where have you been? What'd you do? Where'd you go? You took a day off. There. That's what happens. You take a day off. You miss things like fireworks. I'll tell you. Last night, it so annoyed me. All the fire. We haven't allowed fireworks in our community here in Massachusetts, Framingham, for a number of years. But there are somehow or other people nearby, and well after midnight, these things were still exploding, and I could hear them. And I think that's unfair. I think it's some people have to get up and go to work in the morning. Did you hear any fireworks where you were, Victoria?
Late into the evening? We saw the town's fireworks show that's right here on the beach, and it was nice. But then around like 10:30, around when I was going to bed, there were a few pops here and there of just people setting them off themselves. It wasn't too awful.
Wasn't. All right, Kara, did you see any fireworks?
Yeah, pretty much all the ones we had around me were people's individual illegal fireworks that they were setting off in neighborhoods. And so I went out and watched, you know, a little bit of a show probably around like 8 or 9. And I had the same thing, some pops going off, but I had my white noise machine on. And people really weren't that bad later in the evening. They weren't that loud.
So they're illegal? The police come to shut them down?
Probably not, but I mean, well, yes, they should, it takes quite a while. I mean, they're illegal in terms of people setting off quite big fireworks that I don't think they're supposed to be doing in the middle of a neighborhood, in the middle of, like, a forest.
They're very dangerous. Fireworks, we didn't talk much about this yesterday. The reason we don't have them in Framingham is because of what happened a number of years ago. I think it was, 9, 10, 11 years ago, a fireman who lived on the beach in town, one of the lakes, had a large group of people. And fireworks were illegal then, unless the fire department was responsible. They would do all of the preparation, and they'd buy the fireworks, and there'd be some organization to it. But this guy had a party, and he thought, well, because I'm a fireman, I can have fireworks. So he met 100 people or so, and they're having their hot dogs and their beer and whatever, and this guy had too much to drink to begin with. So he starts with the fireworks as it gets to be dusk, and 45, 46 minutes later, one of the fireworks on a tube didn't go off. So he picks it up and he looks down the barrel.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and that was the end of him.
Wow.
And so from that point on, there have been no fireworks here. And that's the kind of thing that you hear and know that, you know, this, especially the cheap Chinese. Here we are once again, this damn Chinese. The cheap Chinese, those are the ones that are the worst, the Chinese fireworks. They are awful.
Well, people drive south of the border, and I mean, like, you know, actual the police in what is it, Florida, Florida,
four of them, yeah.
Right. And you can buy all the fireworks if you head down 95. That's where all the, you know, people buy a ton of fireworks there. It's just, it's so dangerous. There is absolutely no way I would ever even mess with that. Wouldn't
Very
even be
dangerous.
Tempted to. Every year you hear about some moron blowing off a finger or two.
Well, yeah, and even
this guy blew his head off.
Yeah.
Even the ones who aren't that bad. I mean, I was talking to my sister yesterday, and she was saying that people were setting them off in the middle of fairly busy streets in Baltimore City, and that, you know, they were kind of casually watching some of them, and one of the people on the street got hit with one, and they thought they were okay. It didn't appear that they lost any limbs or anything, but imagine how many of those happen every year, the ones that don't make the news, but, you know, still get hit in the arm or wherever with sparks. Like, it's just such a stupid idea.
Not smart. All right, so that's that. That's your warning for next year, boys. What else do we... Though there are other times during the year there are fireworks sometimes that go off.
I'm trying to think of what the circumstances are.
Down here in the summertime, I think it's every Thursday, they have a live free concert outdoors, and they have some fireworks after the concert ends. It's not as major as what we had yesterday, but the town does that every Thursday. So, but other than that, I don't really know when they do it. Other times of the year, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe New Year's Eve?
They had the Brooklyn Bridge lit up like a fire. Like a firecracker, because it was. The Macy's, that was very, I watched it for a few minutes. These things, I don't know why people get excited about fireworks. I don't get it. But there was a certain beauty to what was going on was that the 59th Street Bridge? I think it was, or the Brooklyn Bridge, one of them.
The Brooklyn Bridge, yeah.
The Brooklyn Bridge,
yeah. It's all the way downtown, and they have, it's on the East River. So a lot of people rent boats for the night so they can be out on the river to watch the fireworks.
Yep.
And I think Macy's sets those fireworks off from barges on the water.
Oh, they do.
Because you couldn't set them off anywhere else, in the city. It'd be too dangerous.
Yeah. And then there's the fireworks in Washington, the PBS there. The Boston, along the Esplanade on the Charles River, they have beautiful fireworks there. Those are pretty much what people watch on television, if you want to watch that sort of thing. It's the same. It's kind of the same old thing every year. And people seem to like it.
I love it. For me, Lewis didn't care. He didn't even walk outside, but I love it.
There. Man after my own heart. Good going, Lewis.
No, he's just a curmudgeon after your heart.
thank you. Okay, well, you love curmudgeon-y guys. That's nice. Speaking of things that are exploding, California in the news as we get started here, Victoria, this morning.
Yeah, the strongest earthquake to hit Southern California in nearly 20 years happened yesterday morning, and it shook residents from Las Vegas to Orange County, California. The magnitude was 6.4, it was no joke, and the epicenter was near Ridgecrest, and that's a community that's west of the Mojave Desert and about 150 miles north of Los Angeles. There were 159 aftershocks of magnitudes 2.5 or greater that were recorded after the earthquake hit, and that's a higher amount than normal, they say. It's not unprecedented, but the highest aftershock registered at 4.6, so that's pretty good too. The one thing that that everyone in California was saying, it didn't do any major structural damage, but the one thing it rippled everywhere, and it's amazing how many people were tweeting Hollywood celebrities and things like that, how many people were on the toilet. Jen said she was brushing her teeth, and she thought she was fainting, and she thought she was passing out, and then she realized that it was just the earthquake, but apparently it lasted a really long time, and that
wasn't
was
she
the
there
one...
or near, didn't she... She went with her boyfriend, didn't she?
I don't know if she was at home or if she...
No, I think they went up there someplace.
She was somewhere else, yeah. She definitely said it lasted a lot longer than usual, and she said her ceiling fan and her blinds were just really rolling back and forth. A lot of people filmed footage of their swimming pools that looked like wave pools.
Yeah.
When you look at that, it's kind of... For me, I've never been in an earthquake, but it's so freaky that your pool should not be moving. The water in your pool should not be doing what it was doing yesterday. So a lot of people were sending out tweets and Instagram videos and things like that. But all in all, I don't think that there was any major damage. One town near the epicenter declared a state of emergency. But other than that, I think everybody seemed to be safe.
Well, it's one of those things. I've been in a couple of earthquakes, and both of them in California. I remember one back in 96, I think it was. I had come back from the East Coast and was living with somebody in Encino, and walked in and things started shaking. And I remember holding up she had a large array of expensive china in one of those big china closets or whatever you call them.
Yep.
And I remember holding that up to keep it from falling over. And then standing, sort of they tell you to stand in a doorway so that you might not be, but I couldn't reach the cabinet and stand in the doorway at the same time. So I opted to stand in front of the cabinet, but that was kind of scary. And there was another one, I think I was sitting in a dentist chair, if I'm not mistaken, on Sunset. And it's almost fun. because you're feeling something that you don't feel in any other circumstance. So, oh, wow, I'm having the time of my life as the earthquake. Obviously, nothing happened that was serious. But what Jennifer would tell you if
she
were here.
Some fires Northridge and power earthquake. Outages, but yeah.
Yeah, 84. That was bad news, man. Oof, that was really bad news. Okay, so that takes care of that. Okay, speaking of bad news, there's a new report out by the Office of the Inspector General saying conditions at border facilities along the Rio Grande present urgent issues that require immediate action. In particular, migrants are being kept at detention facilities longer than federal standards and those of a court settlement. Migrants should not be held in facilities longer than 72 hours. However, 3,400 of the 8,000 detainees have been kept beyond that permitted 3 days. You realize how this whole thing is, how ridiculous this whole situation is? Really and truly, when you get down to brass tacks, how ridiculous it is. We have all these children. We're expected, the United States is expected to build facilities for people who are coming across the border like ants to come in here. And this, and you listen to the dialogue back and forth, the monologues from some politicians, and sometimes there's a dialogue of conditions that exist that are awful, that are unacceptable, no question about it. And then we're giving wet wipes to people down there and trying to provide hot meals to children.
Well, I think they're not doing any of those things. That's the problem.
No, but
they're not
saying,
even doing.
Why? Why are we in a position? Why are we in a position to be expected to do this for people who are not American citizens, who are trying to come here illegally?
The law is if someone steps on our land and is claiming asylum, it is our legal obligation to care for them. That's the law. So unless the law gets changed and everybody wants to change it, fine. But then that is the law.
It. So I want to keep these people from trying to come here unless there is a real danger that they are going to be harmed.
There is
a real, not all of them.
A lot of them.
How do we determine that when they all keep pushing and trying to come across this way? This is a very unfair position for us to be in as a country. It is. It's not right. There's this whole thing. There's something about this that so sticks in my craw. And I listen to both sides, and I think the position that many people on both sides have is ridiculous. It's untenable. It's unworkable. It's undoable. It's unfair for the taxpayers of America to have to put up with this kind of stuff. It's unfair because it isn't fair to the people who really need the help and the people who don't need the help. You know how many gang members are coming across the border from some of these southern states of Mexico and these other countries? And we're handling this. I don't know how, I couldn't tell you I have a solution for it, but I know it's wrong. It just is wrong. It's awful. The conditions down there are completely unacceptable. But how'd they get there in the first place? What responsibility are the Mexicans taking for this? Supposedly they have troops on the border, but how did these people, instead of coming, walk across the entire country? You know, all of these things are not being addressed at all, as far as I can see. And so we go on and have this conversation, and some people try to make us look like the bad guys, and some people understand that there is no place for some of these people. It's very frustrating, frankly. It really is. You look at it and you think, because there are those who would say it's all bad, and the way some of the children are being cared for is, it's
well, the adults too. Look at the overcrowding.
It's not our responsibility. It isn't.
Well, it is actually.
Our
we've made it our responsibility.
Well, I think that maybe we ought to do something about that. Where else, what other country in the world is going through this kind of circumstance? There's some people in Europe, you know, the Germans.
Yeah, Europe, a lot of European nations are.
And all the people come in the Middle East, but, you know. All right, countries without borders, take note. This is what it's like. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening,
all over this world.
I'd a hammer out of danger,
I'd
a hammer out of warning,
I'd a hammer out of love between my brothers and sisters, all over this land.
I could have been a member of this.
Definitely
it could have been Peter, Paul, Mary, and Doug.
Sure.
They'd have done wildly better than they did. The news about Peter, Paul, and Mary has to do with Peter. Mary's gone. I'm not sure what kind of shape Paul is in these days. There was a music festival that had invited Peter Yarrow, who came from said group, Peter, Paul, and Mary. But now somebody remembered what happened about 40 years ago, and they've now disinvited him. Peter went to jail in 1970 because of indecent liberties he took with a 14-year-old girl. Not sure how many people remember that. I remember it vividly, frankly, because in the height of their popularity. And it's interesting because Paul and Mary rallied around him, but it was pretty obvious. As a matter of fact, he admitted to it, I think, years later. It was very awkward. And so, but he sort of has come out of it. Is this an example of you forgive and move on? Apparently, board members of the Colorscape Shenango Arts Festival aren't of a mind to do that. This is an upstate New York organization citing negative reaction to Peter Yarrow on some social media in their decision to remove him. I would have thought there'd be, well, and again, a lot of people don't remember it, so maybe there wasn't any negative reaction on social media to his being signed up in the first place. He's 81 now. He was supposed to be there early September with a performance painter. That's kind of interesting. Yarrow is sentenced to 3 months in the slammer over an episode in which a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old went to his hotel room seeking an autograph, and he came to the door naked. Former president.
Was that all he did, or was it more to the story?
Because
he only got sentenced to 3 months in jail, so.
Yeah. But, you know. Anyway, Jimmy Carter pardoned him in 1981.
Why? Why would you have to pardon someone who did this? I don't get it.
That's why there's more to the story than what meets the naked eye, if you'll pardon the pun. A representative for Yarrow said the singer accepted the decision. What else is he going to do? Going to protest it and say,
I really didn't do it. There were a lot of stories about other things that he may or may not have done, and it was kind of dropped because this was as much, this made it apparent that the guy had a problem. And so how deeply did the damage go and how much did he really do, no one ever knew. There were all kinds of speculation. I mean, it's the same thing. A friend of mine who was a host that passed away a few years ago, when Arnold got into all of that trouble, you know, but she was an adult when he entered the door naked. It was, you know, the same kind of stuff. It's sort of got, it gets laughed off if the woman is an adult, but it doesn't get laughed off if it's a child. It shouldn't be laughed off in either circumstance, but in this circumstance, it's, you know, is it time to forgive him because he didn't have any other circumstances? Apparently a lot of people have over the years, but it didn't escape attention. I think a lot of people, what's the old expression, let sleeping dogs lie, lay, it just, you know, has he done it since? Not that anybody knows, so give him the benefit of the doubt. At this point, the guy's 81. What do you do about all of that? And does it spoil in your mind, if you have never heard that story before, what you think of Peter, Paul, and Mary?
I was a little surprised because I hadn't heard it before.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of people haven't forgotten it because the reason they removed him was because people were upset on social media that he was playing there in the first place. Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right, so that's the update, the story. Peter Yarrow, Peter, Paul, and Mary, a no-go. 28 after the hour on the DJV program for this Friday.
To go.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There will be nothing that America cannot do.
America is celebrating its independence yesterday with President Trump giving a rousing speech last evening during his salute to America on the National Mall.
Through centuries, our soldiers have always pointed toward home, proclaiming, "This we'll defend." They live by the creed of Douglas MacArthur. In war, there is no substitute for victory. They are the greatest soldiers on earth.
Department of Justice officials facing a 2 p.m. deadline today to explain how the department plans to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. A federal judge in Maryland giving that deadline. That judge is overseeing one of three lawsuits that have challenged that question. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Friday is the 5th of July. How do you do? Jennifer is off today. Victoria Keelan is here on duty. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on the farm enjoying another beautiful day weather-wise. Hope you had a great 4th. There are things going on. I guess we would categorize this as police in the news. The Broward County Sheriff's Office out of Florida lost its accreditation. How does a police sheriff's office lose its accreditation? Well, apparently it's due to the way they botched a couple of mass shootings a couple of years ago. I've always said this, having spent a lot of time in Florida during my life, when I was on the air down there, several different circumstances, when I worked in Palm Beach County doing mornings down there for a couple of years, it was... my mother was sick in the mid-60s. My father bought a place down on Singer Island, which is Palm Beach County, just that's the next island north of Palm Beach. And I remember from the very beginning thinking there were, you know, police all over the place. Sheriff's officers driving up and down the interstate and the local sheriff's department, I mean the local police department and the state police, the state troopers. And they were always just fumbling around. I remember going to court one day,
just, you know, to see what was going on, to talk about it on the air. And everything was a mess. Everything was confusing. One guy didn't know what the other one was doing. There was no communication between them. It's just stupid. So I've always thought that there was a problem with the police down there. The commission, the state commission for Florida Law Enforcement Accreditation, ruled on a 13-zip vote to revoke the accreditation. Now, you got to know that in Florida, if they vote 13-0 against the department, there's got to be some real holes. The decision came mostly because of the mess at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, as well as the shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Airport in 2017. Law enforcement accreditation is a voluntary certification, so this doesn't affect. Nobody's going to come in and shut down the Broward County Sheriff's Office, but the local news media reporting this may be a disadvantage for the office in future lawsuits. In other words, if you're suing, you want to get some money out of the state of Florida, trip up some cop and then sue him and see what happens. Also, while we're in this vein, a Las Vegas police officer had been around for quite a long time, but in this circumstance, he froze in the hallway of the casino hotel as that gunman carried out the mass shootings, was fired. Police officer Cordell Hendricks, fired from the Las Vegas Met Department, and is now just becoming known. Apparently he got fired a while ago. The department has not, they didn't make it public, and now they're not talking about it somehow or other. The police union went public with this. They said that the officer was fired because of his actions during the mass shootings, left 58 people dead. Hendricks was an officer for 10 years, teaching a rookie officer how to write trespassing tickets in the Mandalay Bay Casino Hotel when their radios crackled with a report of the shooting. Hendricks, the trainee, and three other security officers ran toward an elevator, got off on the 31st floor, a floor below actually where they believe the gunman was firing. Body camera video showed Hendricks leading the group down a hallway before they hear the first of at least five separate volleys of gunfire. He says, "That's rapid fire." The group stops. Hendricks uses his radio to tell dispatchers he can hear the gunfire from the floor above. After they're advised to take cover from what seems to be an automatic gunfire, the group stands in the hallway for about 5 minutes, and then Hendricks leads them halfway up the stairwell to the 32nd floor. They remain there for 15 minutes, and then the video stops. He acknowledged in a police report he was terrified. He says, "I froze right there in the middle of the hall for how long I can't say." Calls to the phone number listed for Hendricks in public records ran on. In other words, he doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
Who would? I mean, gosh.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Not that who knows? That is such a strange story to me still. We have so few details.
Yep. Nobody knows what really happened, who was involved. Yep. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah, it's just weird. But the Florida Broward County, that's, I mean, they're famous.
That was, I think that was just straight up negligence.
Yeah.
And children were dying and they were hiding out. It's horrible.
So if you're going to be a cop and you're going to be a coward, you ought not to be a cop, because that's pretty much it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough being a cop. I don't think anybody takes away anybody with any common sense from the job of police officer. The other day, I had my ice cream bus that we travel on. If you want to see it and just get a chuckle out of what goes on the farm, one of the things going on the farm is our little ice cream bus. And you can see it at EastleyFarm.com or Facebook.com/EastleyFarm. A couple of police officers, we go downtown every Wednesday, and hundreds of people actually come and get their ice cream, have nice chats about the farm and that sort of thing. A couple of police officers walk by, and they both obviously needed to be on a diet. So I said to them, you guys want some ice cream? What's your favorite flavor? And they both looked at me and they laughed, and they said, "Nope, sorry." And they pointed out to their, to me, what was obvious that they needed to be on a diet and they didn't eat any ice cream. I thought to myself, why are they? They were younger guys, but they were pretty out of shape. I'm thinking to myself, why are they? Why isn't there part? Why isn't part of the rule that you got to stay in shape? You want to be a police officer, you got to stay in shape. I think it sets a, don't you think it sets a bad tone if you see a fat police officer on duty?
I guess if they can make it through the police academy, right? But don't you have to have a physical every year? I'm sure you do.
Yes, you do. Yep, like pilots. You've seen some of the pilots these days, how fat they are? That's another thing is rather used to never see.
It's just, but it's that's just America. America is getting bigger
fat.
And bigger. It's, so it's across the board. It's not really any specific industry or profession anymore. It's just that's just America. We're just spreading out and eating processed food and killing ourselves.
Yeah. Right. Well, then I guess there's something to be said for that. Yeah.
Speaking of, do you want to do a hot dog story?
Hot dogs. We love hot dogs. So this is about Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Help he won yourself. Again. That's the famous Joey the Jaws Chestnut.
Joey the Jaws.
He's 35 years old. He won his record 12th Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest yesterday. He plowed through 71 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I know. He actually didn't break his own record, which was 74 hot dogs last year. And, you know, hundreds of people show up for this every year. They wear those foam hot dog hats and they cheered him on. It was nearly 90 degrees
like
of humidity.
Like the cheese hats that they wear in Green Bay. The same. Yep. Right.
Yeah. And the humidity was awful yesterday, 90 degree heat. And so he holds 49 world records for eating various
What's
eating
it like
contests.
To be in the bathroom after he's had
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. But he got won the Nathan's contest again. So he retains the mustard belt that goes to the winner. And Miki Sudo, who's 33, she was also a repeat champion this year.
She's a little thing.
She is. She's she ate 31 hot dogs. Last year she ate 37. I actually think that because the humidity was so stifling, you just lose your appetite. So I think that's why both of them were short of their own records, but still ate enough to
use the Solomon method. I didn't realize there was a method to eating hot dogs.
I didn't know it had a name. I know that they dip the buns in water. And, it's gross.
Gross. Today, we celebrate National Bikini Day, anniversary of the invention of the two-piece. Due to its risque design, the bikini was rather slow to be adopted, gradually gained traction when film stars like Ava Gardner and Brigitte Bardot started to wear bikinis, Jane Fonda as well. Little-known fact, the bikini is actually named after hydrogen bomb testing done at Bikini Atoll in the South Pacific during World War II. A lot of people wondered which came first, the bikini or the island. It was the island. And I don't know why, but you strip. I mean, I don't understand the correlation between blowing up an island and somebody putting on a skimpy outfit.
I think they thought it was, I think that the reference from what I was reading, there's actually a book called The History of the Bikini. I was reading parts of it online, and that it was because they thought it was going to be a bombshell, and that's why they did it.
Really?
That's why they called it that,
A bomb, it was, yeah. Okay, I'll take you at your word. I've never heard that story before, but it makes as much sense as anything else.
Right.
In sports, Kendrick Norton, 6'3", 309-pound defensive tackle, seventh-round pick of the Carolina Panthers last year, got trapped in an automobile accident and lost his arm, so he therefore loses his career. He's expected to live, even though he's in critical condition. They amputated his arm, I think, to get him out of the car. Reports of the accident.
Yeah, his girlfriend was in the car, too, but I guess she's okay. He was driving a Ford F-250 truck, and
he
hit a concrete barrier, and it flipped over.
Really?
This is at, like, 1 in the morning. You know there has to be
something
alcohol involved
on
here, because how do you just randomly hit? No one even hit him. He just hit a concrete barrier, so I don't know.
But they had to they had to take his arm off at the scene.
I read that either they did that or it was already severed at the scene.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure, but either way, it's pretty awful.
Oof, pretty gross. Yep. Too bad. What a shame.
You want another accident story that's really sad?
Let that be a lesson to you. Do I want one? I would like to hear the story. I'd like to have the information. Yes, please.
Okay. West Virginia coal billionaire and philanthropist Chris Klein has died in a helicopter crash near the Bahamas. And apparently all of West Virginia is in mourning, including the governor. He tweeted that today we lost a West Virginia superstar. I lost a very close friend. Chris Klein built an empire and on every occasion was always there to give. What a wonderful, loving, and giving man. Other people who were aboard the helicopter as well, I'm not sure if they also passed away. His daughter was on the helicopter with him. And
seven people total on the helicopter.
Seven people all died?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Scary. Yeah. But he comes from a history of coal mining family, and his company, Foresight Energy, has basically been turned into a philanthropist-type organization, and so it's a lot of he's trending right now, and so a lot of West Virginians are
just more motivation for me to never get on a helicopter. I've never been on one before, and they look kind of cool. I follow someone on Instagram who was going over New York the other day, and they were in one of the ones with the door open where you're kind of hanging out and like taking pictures, and I'm like,
no thanks,
never gonna do that.
yeah, that's a good thing to stay quite far away from. The Olympics. The World Cup and the Olympics, there's a focus on the women in the World Cup and how wonderfully well. What was the final outcome of that?
It's on Sunday, so they're playing the Netherlands. Yeah.
So why is it not in the Olympics? Why has there not been? I guess that's a
soccer
question.
Is in the Olympics.
Is it? Yeah, it is. It's an Olympic sport.
Huh.
What's the question?
Well, the question is for the International Olympic Committee, the need to expand their minuscule 12-team field so they can provide additional opportunity and competition for some of these athletes. I guess that's it. They want to expand this sort of activity at the Olympics.
Well, this World Cup has got incredible ratings and a lot of attention, and rightfully so. Every one of these teams has just given... if you're a fan watching, even if you're a casual fan, like most Americans are of soccer, people are just glued to the screen, and the level of play is so impressive by these ladies. So they deserve every bit of attention that they're getting.
All right, anything good on TV tonight, Victoria, that you found?
Nothing that I found. I think it's a Netflix and chill kind of night.
Yeah, it's this time of year. Repeat after repeat.
Everything is on repeat. A lot of recaps. The big buzz is Stranger Things, season 3. People have already binged that, and so if you want to avoid some spoilers, there are a lot of recaps of the entire season already that I've been seeing and trying to dodge and avoid because I haven't caught up yet. But that's the big buzzy show, and that's on Netflix. And a lot of fans have been waiting a year and a half for that, so it's back.
It's back. Here's something else that's back for your consideration. Something that's fabulous for keeping your teeth whiter, if they aren't white, getting them white again. It's Power Swabs. You've heard Doug Steffen and the ladies talk about this for a long time because it works. It's clinically proven, and we've tested it too, to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades in just 5 minutes. And you keep doing it every 5, 6, or 7 days. Before you know it, you've lifted the stains off of your teeth, off your caps, off your crowns, off your veneers, and you look so much better. You feel so much better about how you look. It's completely natural. It's a great moment in time when you start treating yourself to a great white smile. You can do that by calling 800-208-1797. Our recommendation is get started right away. Use the DJV code. Pay half the retail price for Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Call now while you're thinking about it. 800-208-1797.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Yankee Doodle Dandies, please pay attention. We have the top five items from the world of technology. Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with the top five. We'll work our way to number one, starting at five, which is a focus on the PlayStation Vue from Sony.
Yes, every PlayStation Vue subscriber is going to have a higher bill at the end of the month. All of the packages are going up by $5 per month. So the basic plan, it used to be $45, it will now be $50. If you're a current subscriber, you won't see that price hike until after July 31st. But if you're a new subscriber, you're already going to be paying the higher rate. And they're not the only ones who raised their rates this week. YouTube TV, which actually has a shocking number of subscribers, even though you wouldn't really think it, but YouTube TV also raised its monthly fee. That starts at $50 a month. They say they raised their fee because they added the Discovery's entire network lineup. So all of the stuff that it belongs to Discovery Network, TLC, and Food Network, and HGTV, and all that stuff. Now, PlayStation Vue also added beIN Sports, that network, and the NHL Network is coming soon. So a lot of price hikes. I think we're going to just keep seeing these stuff. They get more and more competitive, and up and up.
Number four is a focus on what happens if you're in the U.S. Army in terms of certain technology.
Yeah, the U.S. Army will soon be equipping some of their units in the field with tiny personal drones. The 82nd Airborne Division's 508th Parachute Infantry Regiment, that's a long title, they're going to start testing these tiny drones next month in Afghanistan, and the military is trying to figure out how they can best utilize these. These are just 6 inches long, and they weigh only 33 grams. It makes it easy for soldiers to carry them in their pocket. They have thermal imaging cameras on them, and it sends images back to the operator. So it's the Army seems very optimistic that this will help keep our troops safer, and they'll know where enemy soldiers are without actually having to be there in person.
in person. Number three, Tesla had a bad first quarter, but now they seem to have turned it around somewhat.
They have, and after a slow start to the year, Tesla announced this week that it made a record number of deliveries in the second quarter. They produced 87,000 vehicles in the quarter and delivered 95,000 because they had 10,000 left over from the first quarter that were still in transit. And those numbers were above the expectations that industry analysts had, and many of them thought that it would be around 91,000. So to have another 4,000 Teslas delivered is a good thing. Elon Musk certainly happy this week. However, he also lost two major executives, so there's kind of some shakeups happening in there. But I think overall, Tesla as a company will probably rebound just fine.
Yeah. Amazon, speaking of rebounds, number two this week, a focus on them.
Yeah, bad news for Amazon. A federal court has ruled that Amazon can be sued over third-party sales on its platform, which sets a kind of a damaging precedent for Amazon. They sell their own made goods, but they also allow other vendors to sell their products on Amazon, and then they take a cut of those profits. But in 2014, a woman named Heather Oberdorf ordered a dog collar from a third-party seller on Amazon. It broke while she was walking her dog. It was one of the retractable ones. The leash snapped back in her face and permanently blinded her. And so she sued Amazon, accusing them of negligence and not really doing any proper oversight on the products that they sell. And so now a federal court has sided with her. And I think Amazon's marketplace is so big, it's almost impossible to police it. And I think that these types of rulings are going to happen more and more. The more junk that they add or allow to be added from China and faulty products and things like that, I think they're just going to find themselves with more lawsuits. But they have to know what's being sold on their platform.
Number one, the top tech story of the week is...
A recent study found that 62% of adults confess to sleeping with their phones within arm's reach. This is really dangerous. All the cell phone companies now have made statements this week after the study came out. They say you cannot leave your phone charging and on your bed or under your pillow. If it's not in a well-ventilated area, the battery can explode. That can cause a bed fire. It can cause all kinds of damage. If you have any frayed cables, that's definitely a huge warning sign. Make sure you don't even bother trying to charge your phone if you've got a damaged charger. And if the phone or the battery is at all warped, they also say don't try to charge it. Take it back to the store and get it repaired. And this also works for, this warning went out for tablets as well. A lot of people read on their tablets before they go to bed at night, and then they just leave them charging and plugged in all night long. And that
not
is
smart.
Just, it,
not
it's
smart.
A really dangerous thing. Not to mention all the cancer-causing rays that you're putting right next to your head.
Awful. Germany has fined Facebook $2 million, saying they didn't accurately report the amount of illegal content on their platform. That's a pretty interesting precedent to be set. I wonder what other countries will look at it and say, oh, we ought to do the same thing. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.